to summarize the FTC ban, existing non-competes are prohibited with very few exceptions, which I will get into. What really makes this statute broad, if it were, or this rule broad, if it were to be become law, it is not overturned, is that it has a very broad definition of non-competes. So it's not just a traditional non-compete. Anything that prohibits, penalizes a worker, or functions to prevent a worker from accepting work with a different person qualifies under the rule as a non-compete and would be banned under the FTC rule. So this covers things like non-solicitation agreements. This would cover non-disclosure agreements. It would cover training repayment programs, bonus forfeiture provisions, severance provisions, and on and on and on. It's very broad language. So the FTC then discussed some of the scenarios. And these references to final rule at 76, if you go to that footnote and you look at all the commentary, it's on page 76 of the commentary of the proposed or the final rule. A liquidated damage clause, where an employee had to pay a penalty if they took a job with an employer, would be covered by the ban. Forfeiture, severance. The forfeiture provisions were interesting to me because if you remember 10 years ago in the Drennan case, the Texas Supreme Court ruled that a forfeiture of a profit-sharing agreement that Exxon was imposing was not a covenant not to compete. But now the FTC says, in fact, that would be a non-compete. That was dicta in the case. It wasn't the reason that they ruled the way that they did, but still it was something that they discussed. So I find that interesting. Then there are, according to the FTC, agreements that function as non-compete agreements. So non-disclosure agreements, training repayment programs, non-solicitation. That says unless, it should say if they're so broad and onerous that they penalize a worker from accepting new employment. And so then they discuss that in a little bit more detail. So if you have a non-disclosure that prevents you from disclosing any information you learned in prior employment, if it prevented you from discussing any of your customers or any of the methods that they use, things of that nature, and then a retraining program would be under the ban if it imposed such a cost that the employee was unable to take a new job. So it would obviously be targeted towards lower wage workers. But all of those are examples the FTC used as types of programs that would fall under the ban. Then the FTC discussed, let's see, things that are functionally equivalent. Oh, that's all right, discussed. Okay, so all those fall within the ban. There's also an explicit, let me back up. So before I talk about that, so let's assume that you've got an employer who is concerned about this FTC ban. What kind of advice would you give them as to what might be permissible under state law? Let's assume that the ban goes into effect. How can you do something that would protect your customer base, protect your confidential information? Anyone? I know some of you know the answer. The easiest way, go ahead. Were you going to say something? Non-solicitation can, if it's narrow enough. One that would be, I think, really strong and would be hard to contest would be garden leave. Garden leave would be the easiest way to for an employer to prevent their employees from competing. And that's, as you know, most of you probably know, a garden leave is where you pay an employee to stay with the company for a period of time, usually 6 months or a year. And the theory is, and this started over, I think, in the UK, if I remember right. So it didn't start in the United States. But the theory behind that garden leave is that if you've got this employee still employed, still subject to fiduciary duties where he can't compete with you, then you can transition your customers to other employees or you can take other steps to protect your intellectual property. So that's the theory behind the garden leave. So I think a garden leave wasn't something that I noticed was mentioned in the FTC comments. So another thing that I would advise an employer, if they were worried about this FTC ban, is to go back and look at the trade secrets. Because there are ways, and I will tell you that judges often talk about the fact that a trade secret is nothing more than a backdoor non-compete. So one of the ways that this happens is if you have customer lists where you have enough unique information in the customer list, the preferences of the buyer, the amounts that they paid, the key employees that make purchasing decisions. If you have enough of that information and then an employee leaves and goes to work and competes with you, there are, you know, judges that have issued TROs and injunctions based on violation of trade secrets. So trade secrets is another way to achieve some of the purposes of a non-compete if there were a ban. A third way would be using a tiered bonus or equity program where, for example, an employee earns a bonus, closes a sale in year one. Part of the condition for getting the full bonus is that in years two and three, they have to continue to support the customers. I've seen this with software companies as an example. So that's just, those are some of the ways that if I were advising an employer, that I would say, you don't need to be that worried about the FTC ban. Okay. So there is